Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Ayin Ches Omed Aleph, and we are finishing off Simen Mem Ches. Or actually, it's a short Simen, and we're in the middle of it, and we're starting on the very top line. And this deals with some of the halachos of the saying of Korbanos early in the morning, what we call the Korbanos section of the davening. And we begin on the second line. The Ramah has an introduction over here, and he writes, V'noagu hamidaktikim. Those people that are very zealous in the performance of mitzvos, they have the custom lehisnoea b'shoah shekorim b'torah. Then when they would go and read the Torah, they would shake a little bit. They would shuckle, as we say. Dugmas haTorah shenitna b'riseis. And this is to compare it to when the Torah was given. It was given with awe and with tremendous fear and trepidation, so people would be quivering, shaking. So we memorialize that idea by being the Hisnoea, moving about, chuckling a little bit during our saying of Torah. Likewise, the Ramah says, V'chem b'chshoa Hashem espalim. Likewise, when we daven, we chuckle. Al shem kol atzmosai tomar na Hashem ikumocha. Based upon the Pasuk, the Avodram brings this down, that all of my limbs, all of my bones, sing to you praise. Who is like you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? And the way we, so to say, incorporate our entire body is by chuckling, by moving about somewhat during the davening. The Mishneh Berurah in Sif Katan Hey writes, B'shoah Shemispalim, that we do this while we're davening. He brings down, there are all their alternative opinions. He says, V'yesh Poskim, he brings down in the name of the Mogen Avram, the El Yezuta, and the Ber Hetev. And he writes, Shecholkim Alzeh, they disagree with this concept of shuckling. Omer V'debatzvila Ein Lehisnanea, one should stand rigidly still during davening and shouldn't move about, shouldn't shuckle. And only the rak bipsuki de zimr birchas kriyashma believe Torah. And technically, during the other parts, not during Shemoneh Esrei, but during Psukah de Zimra or during the brachos of kriyashma, or even when you're learning Torah, afilu shabal peh, even at sor shabal peh, haminig lisnanea. There one can shuckle, but not during the Shemoneh Esrei. Because of a Morgan of Rum, Udi Ovad Kemar Ovad, Udi Ovid Kemar Ovad. The Morgan of Rum clarifies and he says both opinions are correct. Those that have the custom to shuckle during the Shemoneh Esrei, Gesund Dehed go shuckle, and those that don't have the custom to shuckle, they stand rigidly still. And the bottom line is every person should do as he feels most comfortable, whichever would be a greater spur to his davening with Kavanah, that's the best thing to do. If a person davens better while shuckling, so then gizonte, go shuckle. V'im lav, but if you daven better by standing absolutely still at attention, yamod kach, ubavashi chavin libo. You can stand perfectly still, again, as long as you can concentrate that way. Each person should daven in the way that will concentrate, he can concentrate better in. Uktsas misnanim tenua mishubeshes. And then he points out that some people shuckle incorrectly. Shaguf omid al omdo, the body stands still. Rak barosh, hofech pam liyomin upam lismol derech gaba. The head just turns to the left and to the right. He says that's an arrogant posture. That's not the proper way to shuckle. In lassos kein. The Mishneh Berurah concludes that's an incorrect way, brings us down in the name of the El Yezuta. That's an incorrect shuckling. So again, the bottom line is, pretty much a person can do what will spur their davening with kavana, but to do it in an arrogant way with just the head shaking side to side, that is incorrect. If a person wishes to shuckle, though, he can. If a person wishes to stand perfectly still during the Shemoneh Esrei, that he can as well. During the other parts of the davening, we're less strict. The person can do what he would feel comfortable doing, including shuckling. The issue footnote number 7 brings down one of the most important, very short and concise statements. He brings us down in the name of the Yosef Ometz. And he writes, Im yesh chashash sheyafriya l'shcheinav l'tfila, lo yisnaneya. If you're shuckling, or if you're davening out loud, if you're davening in any sort of way, is going to disturb other people around you from davening, then don't do it. The bottom line is, well, it may spur your kavanah. If it's going to impair other people's kavanah, that's not correct, that's not proper, and that certainly isn't the way that one should conduct oneself. Now that we've completed the introduction from the Ramah, unusual that the Ramah comes here before the Mechaber, now the Mechaber begins Sif Aleph, which is the only Sif in this Siman. And he writes, B'Shabbos Omrim Eitzel Parshas HaTomid Psukei Musaf de Shabbos. When one is saying the Parsha of the Tomid on Shabbos morning, he then also says the Psukim that deal with the Korban Musaf that is brought on Shabbos. However, on Rosh Chodesh and on Yontif, you don't do this. Avalobi Rosh Chodesh, Avalobi Yontif, why not? B'Nei Shekorim B'Torah, Bipsukei Musaf, because here you're going to read as the maftir for either Rosh Chodesh or Yontiv those psukim. Whereas on Shabbos we don't do this because the Shabbos, the Biyom HaShabbos, is only two psukim and a maftir can never be less than three psukim as well. You would then have to read the maftir of Shabbos every single Shabbos, and that would take away from reading of the regular maftir for that Shabbos. And the Ramah indeed says, Hagav, yeshomim shemaskirim gam musaf rosh chodesh. We do have the custom to say the musaf offering on Rosh Chodesh in the Kabbalah section of the davening, Roshei Chodesh Shechem, v'chei noagim kedei lefarsim shu Rosh Chodesh. And this is done in order to remind people early in the davening that it's Rosh Chodesh, so they should daven the right Rosh Chodesh davening, v'chei nu lekaman simen tof chof aleph. And this is, in fact, the halacha brought down by the Torah in simen tof chof aleph. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Vav writes, Avol yontif ain't tzrich lefarsim on yontif, you don't have to do this. Why? Shekvar hu mefursim meyesmo, because it's already publicized from the day before. The issue, footnote number 8, he brings down, that's because of all of the preparations that are done for yontif on Erev yontif and on Erev Shabbos for Shabbos. And this is brought down in the name of the Aruch HaShulchan. However, the Mishnah Berurah contrasts Avol Shabbos, Afol pi shu mefursim, even though, as I just said, we are well known and aware on Erev Shabbos that it's going to be Shabbos, so we don't have to be mefarsim it in the davening. Nevertheless, Omer Moshe b'Shachris, we do say it in Shachris. Sharei ein yicholun likrosa b'Torah b'nei she'ein bo'el shnei psukim. As I mentioned before, you're not going to be able to read it as a maftir, and therefore, it's best to say it in the morning in the early part of the davening, as we will learn in Simen Reish Pei Gimel. That concludes Simen Mem Ches, and now we begin another short Simen, Simen Mem Tes, Sheyochol Lomar Kriyashma Baal Peh, Ubo Sifechot, that one is permitted to say Kriyashma. We'll see in a moment why we would think you wouldn't be allowed to, but one is permitted to say Kriyashma by heart, and we'll now learn this halacha. The Mechaber starts off, and he writes, Afol Gav Dekaimelon Dvorim Shebuchsav Iyator Rashoy Leomer Mal Peh. This is a halacha that people don't necessarily realize, because there's so many things that we do say by heart without reading them from a chumash, but the halacha is that something that is a Torah Shebuchsav, something that is from Tanakh, one should not say it by heart, but one should always read it from a Tanakh, or from a written sefer. Nevertheless, even though this is the rule, kol davar shiragil the shagur b'fiya kol, something that is very well known, it's something that is smooth on your lips, it's something that you can easily say by heart, kigon, for example, kriyashma. Who doesn't know kriyashma? A person who's a firm person, who's raised in an environment where kriyashma is an essential. So, of course, one of the first things he learns as a little baby boy is kriyashma. And Birkas Kohanim, for example, the three psukim that we say right after Birkas HaTorah and that are part of the Duchening, and they're well-known psukim in the Torah. Or Parshas HaTomid, or something like the Parshas HaTomid, which is also recited once or twice a day by many people, Uchayotzbehem, or any other psukim, Tillim that are very common, or other parts of the davening that are very well known and common, even though they are Torah Shebichsav, Mutter, the Mechaber, Paskins, that one is permitted to say them by heart. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Aleph writes, a blind person, Suma, Mutter Likros Baal Peh, he is allowed to read things that are written down, Torah Shebichsav, by heart. Obviously, he can't do otherwise, and therefore, Mishum Eis Laso Slashem Eferus Orasecha, since there is absolutely no alternative, Nebuch, for the poor blind person, so he cannot read it from inside, but he is not forbidden to say it by heart. And in fact, the blind person can say the psukim that he knows by heart, by heart. Similarly, the Mishnah Berurah says, other people who may not have a sitter in front of them, a chumash in front of them, who adinim hu bebeisu asurim, somebody's nebuch in jail, ben yochol hasik shom chumash, and he doesn't have a chumash there, and he happens to know these psukim by heart, would be allowed to read any parts of the Tanakh by heart. Dirshu footnote number 1 brings up the interesting case, can a blind person get an aliyah in the Torah? He brings down the Shulchan Aruch later on in Sif Simon Kuflamites, She'ena Yochol Laos the Torah. He can't get an Aliyah. Why? Given She'ena Yochol Likro Mitoch Aksab, because he's incapable of reading. But that's not the accepted halacha. We paskin like the Ramah over there, who is Meikil, and says that a blind person can get an Aliyah. And the Mishnah Berurah explains, Kivin Sha'ola the Torah Yotzi Midin Shomea Ka'one Bekriyasa Baal Kore. Since you have the Baal Kore who really is reading it, and when you listen to the Baal Kore read, you're not reading it yourself, but you're Yotze via the mechanism of Shomea Ka'one by listening. You're Yotze as if you said it, so therefore it is acceptable, and that is the Halacha L'maisa, that we do allow a blind person to get an Aliyah. How do we view Braille? Very interesting. In Tirshu footnote number 1, he continues, and he writes that a blind person who's reading from a Braille Chumash, so he brings down the Minchas Yitzchak, the great Dayan Weizatzal, from the previous generation, Shalom Nikra Shekori Mitoch Aksav. That's not called reading, albeit he's using the Braille to help him read, that's not called reading in Halacha. However, Dayan Weiss continues and he adds, Dino shalakori b'chsav zek odem shahaksav shogur b'fiv, shein lachshol shlashmotas osomila. Such a person, though, who's reading via Braille, Well, he's technically called saying it out loud by heart, but we don't have to be concerned that he'll make a mistake. And it's considered shkur b'fiv. It's considered like it's very well fluent and familiar to him, and therefore we aren't concerned because he's really reading it with his fingers. But even though halachically it's not called reading, but practically that has the status of shkur b'fiv, something that's very fluid and frequent in your mouth, and therefore he would be allowed to say it by heart anyway. In Sivkot and Beis, the Mishnah Berurah writes that you're not allowed to say things by heart that are written down from Torah Shebichtav. He brings down the Radvaz, who says, "Likros haparsha bal peh b'shor sheshliach tzibur kore ani nisar." I personally, he says, am careful not to read peh while the shliach tzibur is reading from inside. I personally don't do that, but I don't force others, avaleni mochel le'achirim, not to do this. Why? Mishum diyesh poskim, because there are those that hold that Harbe, many poskim, shesovim do iser who dafke motzi bazeli achirim midei chavosin. The only time this iser applies that you're not allowed to read a dover shebichtav by heart is only when you're trying to be motzi somebody else. And therefore, in this situation, I'm not trying to be motzi somebody else, so technically it's good. My personal chumra is not to do so. The Mishnah Berurah says this is the halacha brought down by the Ateres Zekeinim and the Vilna Gaon. Sivkot and Gimel, to say it by heart, we said is not allowed. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, "Misha doresh barabim b'harbi pesukim shebetorah." If a person is giving a shir and he's going to constantly be referring to various pesukim which he knows by heart, the kashal lechapes b'choshah b'chumish b'fnei kvod hatzibur, and it's going to be very difficult if each time he has to go take out the chumish and bring down the pasuk, look it up, find the page, and it's going to be a tircha for the tzibur, a lack of kavod for the tzibur. They're all waiting while he's mishing the chumish to find the exact pasuk. So efshar sheyesh lahakol. There, in this situation, one could be possibly lenient as well to allow him to say dvarim she bichsav, to say them by heart. And he brings down the Gemara and Yuma and Tosus over there, and Tosus Yishonim, Dibra Masel Be'esor, B'teirutz Rishon U'B'teirutz Basra, in two different Teirutzim over there. And he says that the Vilna Gaon prefers the second Teirutz over there, Ayin Shah. In Sivkot and Dalet, we said that it has to be shogur b'fiv, it has to be fluent in your mouth, has to flow from your lips. Avolim eino shogur b'fiv kol. But if it's not familiar with everybody, afol gav shogur b'fiv, but you happen to be a very big bucky, and you happen to know these well-known psukim by heart, but nobody else does, so then that also doesn't count as being fluent, even though it's fluent for you, but it's not considered fluent for people, and it would be also to say such psukim by heart. Sivkot and Hay gives the example, Kigon Kriyash Shema, and he says the same thing would be Pesukim of the Zimra, the many Pesukim from Tilim, the many Kapitlach of Tilim that are on the Pesukim of the Zimra, so one could say them by heart as well. They're considered well-known Shogur B'Fiv of most people. And Sivkot and Vav Parshas HaTomit, so he brings down the Magen Avram. Hama'ayin B'Veis Yosef, if we look into the Beis Yosef, the Magen Avram says, Yirish Yesh Deos Shonos Betam Heter Amiris Elu Dvarim Bal Peh. There are various different opinions as to how you are permitted to say some of these things by heart. Lachain, therefore, Yesh Lizar Shalom Lomar Shum Dover Bal Peh, Ki Imash Niskor Po B'Shulchan Aruch. Since this is not so simple, since one should be careful not to say anything that wasn't brought down here in Shulchan Aruch by heart, if it's Torah Shebichtav. He brings down the Tshuvas Chavos Yo, who is Momekel, Matir Lomar, Kol Sefer Tilim Bal Peh, says this includes all of the Tilim, not just those that are found in Pesukim de Zimra, because the Kivin Shula Ora Rachmi Hashem, Hovelik Etvila, since all of these are for the purpose of supplications to ask a Kodesh Baruch Hu for mercy, so that's like davening, and one would be allowed to daven those parts by heart. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes that one can rely upon this lenient opinion, the Belav Hachi, because even without this, Das HaTeres Zekeinim Agra, Kaposkim Dadav Kalotzi Rami Dechavosim Osir. Because those opinions hold that in any event you're allowed to say Pesukim by heart, unless you're doing it for the purpose of being Motzi somebody else, only then can't you say it by heart. So here you have the combination of it's possibly Shkur B'Fiv, plus you have the lenient opinion of the Ateres Zekeinim and the Vilna Gaon, that you'd be allowed to as long as you're not being Motzi somebody else, so therefore the Mishnah Berurah says one can be Mekel. The issue footnote number 2 brings down, in the name of the Tosus Rid, that the reason for this Isser, that you shouldn't say Psukim out loud, that are supposed to be Torah Shebichtav, Shechoshishim Shemo Yitte, because you may make a mistake, and it'd be a terrible thing to make a mistake in a Pasuk in the Torah. The Beis Yosef brings down, Yesh Harbe Drosho Shalomdim Mehachaseros Vayeseros, or Mehachriv Uksiv, there are many, many minutia details and halachos that can be learned from every single letter and every single word, from the extra letters, from the missing letters, from the Kriyusivs, and if you say it by heart, you're going to forget all of these dikdukim. So therefore, when you see it inside, you'll be able to remember all of these dikdukim in the halachos. He brings down in the name of the Yireim, the Sefer Yireim, another reason. Shlo Yisraglu Lomar Bal Peh, a person shouldn't get used to saying them by heart, because Ami Haaretz will see you, and they're going to assume that it wasn't really Torah given, and they're going to say that the rabbis gave this, and that would be a problem. And he concludes, and he says that the Isser is even for one single letter to say it, Torah Shebichsav, to say it by heart. The issue footnote number 4 brings down another reason that we'd be allowed to say Tehillim by heart. Wrote down the name of the Shelos Tshuvas Chassam Sofer. Even Shemitchila Niska Lomar Balpet. Tehillim were originally made to be said by heart. Shari Alevim Amishor Mevesa Migdosh Vade Lo Shor Mitocha Sefer. Because Levim, when they sang the various Sheramalos and the other Kapitlach of Tehillim that they would say, and likewise when we would sing Hallel in the Beis Hamikdash, nobody read it from a Chumash there, nobody read it from a Tanakh there, therefore they were by definition made to be said by heart. So the Chassam Sofer says that's why we're allowed to say Tehillim by heart as well. In Dishu footnote number 5, he talks about saying Kiddush or Vayichulu or other parts of the Kiddush, that this doesn't constitute really being motzi the tzibur. And the whole makor of the gra is that you're only also to do this if you're motzi the tzibur. Here you're only being yotze, your family, mutter la'omro baal peh. He says, I personally go and say the Kiddush from a siddur, that's a hidr be'alma. However, one doesn't have to do this. Rav Chaim Kanievsky brings down that his uncle, the Chazon Ish, was not makbid to say Vayichulu from a sitter or bencher. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Zayin writes that it's permissible to do it under the circumstances that we said, but when you are being motzi somebody else, the Magen Avraham says, if you're really being motzi other people, it's best not to say something that it's Torah Shebichsav Baal Peh, and he says this is the opinion of Vilna Gaon that we already discussed, and therefore, a word to the wise, if you're being motzi other people, it might be preferable to always read it from a sitter. This concludes today's shiur.